May it never be that we expect everyone else around us that we're leading to obey us immediately, but we push God away when He instructs us with areas of our heart. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is titled Silent Tears, and we are on day 116, April 26th, if you're following the calendar. And as you know, in the title, today's morning rinse is Hosea 4 through 6. And the featured verse today is Hosea 4:16. Since Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn heifer, can the Lord now pasture them like a lamb in a large field? A father yells at his son for not immediately obeying his repetitive instruction to do his chores. The scene is heart-wrenching for everyone in the home, as it is an uncomfortable scene to hear the screams from the father. The mother begins weeping, watching this scene too often acted out in her home by the display of her husband's uncontrolled anger. She quietly wipes her tears away so no one sees the pain in her heart, her silent tears. In this scenario, the question at hand is not whether the teenage son was guilty or not guilty of a quick obedience. The question at hand is the behavior of the father. Why do you ask me that? It's simple. The question is so common from a heavenly perspective. So that question is, does this earthly father obey his heavenly father as quickly as he expects his son to obey him? Or does God often shed silent tears like this mom while watching the hypocrisy of this father? How often does God ask us to do something, but the stubbornness in our hearts causes us to make it difficult for God to lead us? We often ask God to show us what to do in our lives, and yet when He tells us through His word or through the nudging of the Holy Spirit, we don't obey. Or we take years to answer His call. Why is that? It's not that we are bad people, but having stubbornness in our hearts causes a delayed obedience towards God. And it's like this protective barrier for our flesh. Yes, this son could have very well been stubborn. And I'm not negating that. He could have very well been disobedient. But we as parents and we as leaders, teachers, or anyone with any kind of influence, whether you're a single mom and you only have one child, this relates to you too, because you have influence over an individual. We all must make sure that we keep ourselves obedient as we lead. We must first check our own hearts, because stubbornness is a lock on the gate to quick obedience, and can even cause us to run from God's help when we are in need. You probably already know this, but stubbornness is inherently linked to pride, and pride is a sin. So in Hosea's time, during this time, the nation of Israel had this kind of stubbornness towards God, and I believe it was causing heaven silent tears. Whether it be anger, bad habits, lack of tithing, or a secret sin that you and only you know about, and God, may it never be that we expect our children or anyone that we lead, or even our spouse, if we are the head of the home, men, may it never be that we expect everyone else around us that we're leading to obey us immediately, but we push God away when he instructs us with areas of our heart. May we never cause God to have silent tears from our lack of obedience. Let me read the featured verse one more time. Hosea 4:16. Since Israel is stubborn like a stubborn heifer, can the Lord now pasture them like a lamb in a large field? Can God pasture? Can he lead the Israelites during this time? Because they were stubborn. How could he? How could he lead them? They were not following after him. So the Israelites, if they were leading other people, it's hypocrisy. So today's challenge, to dig deeper, is to realize that stubbornness is a sinful shield that protects the fleshly areas of our heart from God. That is what stubbornness is, in my mind. It's a sinful shield that protects the fleshly areas of our heart from God. So that question would be, where are you stubborn? What barriers or shields do you have that keep you from quick obedience towards God? And the challenge today is, one, being fully aware of those areas of stubbornness, especially if you are leading people, if you have children and you expect immediate obedience, and yet you know that God is talking to you about something. It doesn't even have to be anything that is pertaining to like this major sin or, you know, this area that he has been dealing with you for quite some time that's sinful. He might not even be talking to you about that. It could be just, look, I've told you this again and again. Trust me with your tithe. Or it could be, look, I've told you this time and time again. Get involved with a church. Or I've told you this time and time again. Quit yelling at your kids or cussing at your kids. Or whatever it may be. There's something that God, you know, wants us to sharpen in our lives. And when we don't adhere to his voice, we're being stubborn. We're being prideful. And so how can we expect other people to obey our leadership when we don't do it ourselves? And so today's challenge is really to focus on ourselves and to look for those areas that we have not been very quick to obey God's voice. Maybe it's out of fear. Maybe you're afraid to start something. I know I'm not just preaching to you guys, I'm preaching to us, because there are things in my heart that I've been a little stubborn about. So today's challenge is to tear down those barriers, because it really is a sinful shield that protects the fleshly areas of our heart from God. And we should not be protecting anything from God. Today would be a day of exposing, repenting, and beginning a journey of quick obedience. And how exciting it is to have those areas exposed and to begin a journey of, okay, I'm making some different choices today. I'm making some adjustments today. And then remember, when we are leading our family, when we're leading colleagues, when we're leading in our ministry, when we're leading out there in the world, whatever we're leading in, whatever that is, have grace for those other people. Have grace. And hopefully you learn the quick obedience and can instill that into the lives of those you lead. I think I've mentioned this before in another episode, but way back when my oldest daughter was probably 13 or 4, I believe that I had shared this in another episode, the story of this, but I started to pray that any time that she would do something that was not in alignment with God's will for her life, that she would quickly be caught. And I think that that prayer is very conducive, and is today is a good day to be reminded of that prayer for ourselves. Like, if I am not doing something that is in direct alignment with your will, then may you quickly catch me in that thought of stubbornness or action of stubbornness or lack thereof. You know, if we don't act, then that is an act of stubbornness, right? If we don't do those things, it's an act of stubbornness. And if we don't, you know, obey, that's an act of stubbornness. And so may we quickly be caught and then quickly shift our actions into high gear mode to quickly begin obeying. And so that's your challenge for today. Take heart to that and to realize that, you know, Hosea was in this situation where he was watching the Israelites acting like this. And I'm sure that heaven's silent tears were felt by Hosea. I don't want to feel heaven's silent tears. I want to be one that Jesus says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So tonight when you are reflecting, and after you've kind of pondered this challenge, pull out your journal and write down the barriers that you tore down today. Was it fear? Was it just the fact that you just lazy, maybe? You just don't want to do it and you're lazy. You don't want to be told what to do and so you're lazy. You said no. Write them down. Write those barriers down that are sinful shields that protect the fleshly areas of our heart from God. And write down what you tore down so that you don't have any of those shields anymore. And then write down the question of, did you begin a journey today of quick obedience? Was there anything at all that you did today that you know that you were supposed to do? Did you begin that journey today? And I hope that today inspired you. If you do not have my full devotional, now is a great time to get that devotional, whether you have, you know, family or friends or birthdays coming up or whatever. The show notes have the link. And if you are purchasing it for someone or for yourself and you are someone who needs that workbook, that journal, you can also purchase the journal. And just so you know, the journal is more or less it gives the challenge of the day and the featured verse of the day. It does not have the devotional. Instead, it has all kinds of blank lines to allow you to write down the answers to the questions, one. And also, two, I would encourage you to write the year on each page, or each time that you make an entry, write the year so that you can come back and say, oh my goodness, in 2025, this is what's going on. And now it's 2030. And here's an update to that thing. You know, that was my whole reasoning for the journal. I'm excited again for your journey. And we're going to keep going through Hosea until the very end of the month of April. And then starting in May, we are already going to be in the I books. And so I wanted to just encourage you, we're almost done with the book of April. And May is coming up, and so let's keep plugging away so that we can keep reading the Word of God. And so until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.